books called The City. The Pearl didn't shine with as much luster as she'd expected, but it was interesting and different and alive. Sarah ran her fingers through her shoulder-length black hair and smiled as she walked out into the sunshine to take a seat at the table across from her friend Gina. Gina, the early bird, had been up and out ahead of her. The dishes in front of her showed she'd finished breakfast. Sarah picked up a menu and stared at it, but she wasn't in a rush to eat. She let her eyes take in the scene. At a table inside, an overweight man in his 50s sat alone, eating a hamburger and drinking beer from a can. Anchor, the label said. He read an English language newspaper, marking it up with a pen. He had a gray beard and a t-shirt that advertised some long-forgotten Rolling Stones tour. Probably a pensioner with a small income, she decided. The rest of the tables were empty. A girl stood inside, out of the sun, watching a game show on television. The girl was a petite Khmer, Cambodian, and at first, Sarah had taken her for a teenager. None of the girls Sarah had seen in the short time since she'd arrived looked old enough to be called young women, but she learned they were. Khmer women looked young well into life. She assumed it was one major reason so many men traveling alone came here. It seemed that depravity craved innocence. The guest house pleased her, exactly what she wanted and expected. Reviews on the internet had prepared her for the basic level of accommodations. This one was typical for the area and price range. She'd picked it because it catered to those roaming on the cheap, wanting to make their money last. The city, especially this area, had a ton of such places, each offering basic rooms with a ceiling fan, extra for the few with aircon, a bar, and a minimal restaurant. Each place offered its own pluses and minuses, but they all catered to young travelers who would happily forego room service and the other trappings of the business hotels for a cheap place to stay that didn't mind a little rowdiness from a party crowd. This one, convenient to the riverfront, had gotten rave reviews from the backpacker crowd. She and Gina would be in town at least for a few days, and they intended to party, to have a good time. The kind of action they were looking for picked up after dark. That made it a perfect base of operations. A good place to start. Later, they might follow their noses somewhere else, another place, and other people. Sitting in a rattan chair, looking at pictures of familiar breakfast that looked slightly odd and not at all like she thought they should, Sarah felt the world around her subtly shift gears. Life picked up a little momentum. Her pulse quickened, matching its pace. Life had moved in a slow and surreal motion for some time now. It took her a while to catch on. But eventually she saw she wasn't on a track to provide the thrill she expected and wanted. Even the breakup of her marriage hadn't turned out to be so much dramatic as frustrating and boring. This trip was her escape, her break from her dull path. "Glad we came?" she asked Gina. She hoped Gina shared her excitement at the reality of the place. When she'd mentioned her idea, most of her friends thought she was just talking, spinning an idea she had no intention of executing. Everyone but Gina. Not thrilled with her own life, Gina listened and asked questions. When Gina had asked about Cambodia, why she picked it, she tried to be honest.
"Because there are cheap airfares from Oz. Because I know nothing about it. I'll have no reference points," she explained when Gina asked. "Everything will be new, even ordering in a restaurant. No one will know me. I don't even know anyone who ever thought of going there. That lets me feel free to party where and when I choose, and with anyone I choose."
Gina had listened carefully, licked her lips, and then suggested they go together. Sarah jumped at the idea, and now it was real. She sat in her chair, savoring the different, strange, and exciting feel of this place. New smells and sounds assaulted her. The air felt different on her skin. Her cocoon was opening. The man with the beer wasn't much to look at, but he was drinking beer at 9 in the morning in a public place and smoking a cigarette. No way could you step outside the rules that way back home. That gave her another thrill. She wondered if Cambodia had any rules about that sort of thing at all.
"Hard to know yet."
Gina gave a toss of her head, sending blonde hair flying to catch the morning light.
"We just got here."
Sarah already knew that being here was making her feel more alive. The vague look on Gina's face told her that her friend's mind was somewhere other.